my name is Farah Osbeck. Welcome to Military Law Matters, the podcast that arms you with knowledge so you don't become a victim of injustice. So hello again. Glad to be in touch with you again on part two of our three-part series, Frequently Asked Questions, as it applies to upgrading your discharge. So we are on question six, one of the frequently asked questions. So this is a question I've gotten occasionally, and it really applies to, this is the question: I was discharged in the don't ask, don't tell policy, and my DD-214 says homosexuality admission under the narrative of reason, and can I change this? So this is an absolute yes, you can change this because of the, you know, the DOD policy, don't ask, don't tell policy change, and, you know, everyone in that situation, unless in very rare cases where there was some type of misconduct involved in the case, then, and that, you know, is rare. So if the answer is that it was just based on an admission, then the boards will, whether it's the DRB or the BCMR, will change it to the narrative reason. They'll change it to secretarial authority, and you should have gotten an honorable discharge under, even under that policy. So that's probably not an issue. So yeah, you should definitely apply. It should be that, you know, those are really kind of no-brainers. The boards will administratively, again, change that based on the new policy. It's not so new anymore, actually, but they'll change that to secretarial authority, and lots of people, you know, can do that, and it's pretty easy to do. If you have any questions, let me know. But that is question six. Question seven, if my request to upgrade my discharge at the DRB is denied, what do I do? So, yeah, I guess I had answered this in another way. But so if you go to the DRB and it's denied, the next step 100% is you go to the BCMR, you know, unless, you know, the answer they give you is there's no way, you know, based on whatever they concluded, but you can certainly go to the BCMR with a similar application, I guess. But yeah, that's your next step. After that would be court if you wanted to go to federal court. But again, if your discharge upgrade or change for narrative reason, whatever you're trying to do is denied, then you should go to the BCMR. Remember, you have the 3 years, right? It's a 3-year rule after the discharge was denied at the DRB. And unless you can show error and justice if you don't do it after 3 years. Okay, that is question seven. Question eight, if I apply to the BCMR and my application is denied, do I get another shot or reconsideration? So this is an interesting question because a lot of people may not know this, lawyers don't even know this, and the rules change. Actually, they did change, so I actually updated my website to reflect that change, but it used to be in some one of the boards, I think, that you only had a year. So if your BCMR application was denied, in some cases, you only had a year to apply for reconsideration, and you can only bring like new materials, you know, significant. I forget actually what the verbiage was, but basically, if your BCMR application is denied, you can at any time submit new stuff you never submitted to them before. You can, you know, every time you get additional stuff, which is great. I mean, you might like, oh, wow, I just found, you know, my medical records that I couldn't find, or I just got my VA records that I've been waiting for 2 years. So every time you get something new, you can submit it. There's no 1-year deadline. There's no one time. You just file one time and that's it. And the law, actually, it's in a statute. It says any request for reconsideration of a determination of a board under this section, no matter when filed, shall be reconsidered by a board under this section if supported by materials not previously presented or considered by the board in making a determination. So this now applies to every board, no matter which board, whatever rule, you can present new matters to the BCMR that have not, you can't present the same thing. You can't say, well, I know you said no because of X, Y, and Z, and I know you saw this document, but I want to tell you, look what this document really said. Like, you can't comment on things you already submitted. It has to be new things. So that is question eight. Now we're on question nine. So does the DRB or BCMR do its own investigation regarding your case? So yeah, I get this question from people asking, you know, what do I submit? What do they do? Will they call people? No, like DRB and BCMR, they're not like an investigative authority. They're not going to be like calling witnesses. They basically will deal with the file they have, and sometimes they don't get all the personnel records, you know, so they have to request the personnel records, the service treatment records, etc. Then you submit your file to them, your application, which should include things you want to use to prove your case, to prove the error or injustice or inequity and impropriety. But they don't go around like calling people and, you know, calling witnesses, nothing like that. It's your job as the applicant to prove to them by showing them the relevant documents, the relevant law, the policy, whatever it is to support your application. So the better job you do of that, the better chance you have for upgrading your discharge. So yeah, they don't do that. They just get the files that they don't have. They will request them, and, that's it. So they don't call witnesses, et cetera. But now, the thing is, I have cases where I actually ask my client, okay, we have witness statements. For example, you know, in a case, let's say you're showing that I was sexually assaulted, for example, and the Air Force didn't, Army, whatever, didn't know about it because, you know, someone didn't report it. Well, if you know, you know, you know someone who actually saw it happen, it would be helpful to get a statement from that person. And I've had cases we've done that, get a sworn or, you know, statement saying I was there when this happened. So that's different. Like, we do the investigation and we get the statements or evidence to support the support our application or a contention. They're not going to then, you know, be calling people. So, all right, that's question 9. Question 10. Can DRB change a member's reentry code? So this is a really tricky question. So basically, like, they're not going to change, the DRB won't change it just like, hey, I want to reenlist, change my reentry code. That's not the basis to change it. What they will do is, though, they will change it if you're asking for an upgrade and change for of your narrative reason, then they will change your RE code. So let's say you're you have a case, you're doing a discharge review board case, and you're asking for your narrative reason to be changed based on inequity or impropriety. So if you have a good case for that, when they're changing the reason, the narrative reason, along with that, they can then change the RE code. So that goes along with the code that's more appropriate to what they changed it for. So that's really the rule on that. And yeah, you shouldn't just say, well, just go there and say, I know I got, you know, discharged for drug abuse or whatever it is, and I have RE code of X, Y, Z, change it because I want to reenlist. That's not the way, that DRB doesn't operate that way. You show the inequity or impropriety in whatever the reason is for the discharge, characterization, and then along with it, the RE code. And they certainly do have the authority to change the RE code, the DRB. Okay. Wow. We went through those questions pretty quickly. So we already reached question 10, and I hope that was helpful. If you have any follow-up questions, please feel free to email me, info@militarylawmatters.com, and let me know if there's any other questions you have. Happy to answer. So until next time, never ever give up, because there is always hope. Talk to you next time.